meeting to order. Can we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Garcia?
Here.
Kedman?
Here.
LaChance?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Here.
Walter?
Here.
Chacon?
Here.
Crawford?
Here.
And Danis is absent.
All right. We have a quorum. Our visitors, we have three visitors from the Friends of the Library. Judy Sommerlatt.
Sue Smithmeyer.
Sue is president.
Okay. Sue's president, so president to president. Hi.
Hello, I was vice president.
Okay. And we have Shelly from our staff. And we have Jackie Mojewski from the city. Welcome. Amendments to the agenda. We have two resolutions, one for to recognize the Friends of the Library, which is 0118, and one to our participation in the non-resident library card, which will be under, and I have it under unfinished business, so it'll be under new business. Previously, with the non-resident card, we just did it on a voice vote, but it's probably a little more official to do it under a resolution, so we'll do it that way. Easier to keep track of every year. Any other amendments? Any good? All righty. Moving on to the minutes. You want to take a look at the minutes from last month? Questions, comments, changes. Marlos always does a really good job for us. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Motion to approve the minutes as written.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Minutes are approved. Correspondence. We have a letter from the Friends of the Library about the cards for hospital kids. It says, thank you very much for your beautiful cards. Hospitalized kids often feel scared, lonely, isolated, and different. They also often miss out on simple joys of childhood, such as attending school regularly. Receiving a card brightens their day, makes them feel special, and reminds them they aren't forgotten. I know about the impact of cards, not just from giving, but also from receiving. I underwent 20-plus surgeries throughout my childhood. Receiving a handmade card, it gave me hope during my toughest hospital stay. The cards are especially meaningful to our regular card-receiving kids who endure frequent hospital stays due to chronic, life-threatening, and or terminal conditions. That's always sad. It also means a lot to the children's family to know someone is wishing them well during the hardest times of their lives. The family of Ariel, who passed away from cancer, even chose to bury the card with Ariel. That's nice. Thanks to people like you, Kids at Hospitals, and Ronald McDonald House, in all 50 states have received our cards. I hope you will continue making cards to help continue the impact. I also encourage you to contact us via social media, where we can view photos and stories of card-receiving kids, whose updates, seeing updates and more. On behalf of our card-receiving patients around the country, thank you once again for helping us spread joy, hope, joy, and magic to sick kids. Sincerely, Jerry Rubino, founder and executive director of CFHK. This was from cards for hospital kids to the Friends of the Library, or to us and everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm reading this all wrong. But it was a wonderful thing that we all did. Yeah.
And this was the second time that the children's department did this.
It is? Excellent. Very good. Very good. Okay. Let's see, what else do we have here? Oh, okay, so while we're here, we have the people from the Friends of the Library, which we wanted to honor because of all their wonderful events that they hold to help fund the library and fund the special projects. You guys have also offered to pay for a new sound system in here, if I remember correctly. So that would be outstanding, since we want to try and utilize this room more for other opportunities that we could use to raise funds for the library and have a more professional looking sound system and projection system in here for what we did. And I believe these wonderful flowers back here are for you guys. I love pink flowers. I'm not a good waiter, so I can only carry two at a time.
At least it's not something that's too spillable.
Right? That's right.
Thank
that's
you
right.
So much.
There you go.
Thank you.
There you go.
And so if everyone would have come, would you have added?
I am Shanali, we have the count.
Yeah. That was very thoughtful.
Thank you.
We really appreciate what you guys do for us. It's very helpful, very helpful.
It's a pleasure for all of us to help the library. Yeah. So we enjoy it.
And I know I gave Lisa the totals of what we have raised, mm-hmm. fundraising, $64,600.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
A period of years.
And sure.
We just hope that it works for the library.
Oh, yes.
Try to meet, what the library needs.
And that's really only in two major fundraisers.
Right. We finished our ninth year of the book sale,
mm-hmm.
and this will be our 10th year.
Wow.
And then 5 years of mini golf.
Somehow or another, you gotta mark the books to see how many people take them, read them, and return them. Resale again.
I'm sure it does. I my own stack is getting bigger. I'm like, I gotta have some
system. I mean, this is only
two books.
Yes!
Yeah.
Like a dork.
I donated a lot of books.
I started reading it, and I'm like, I've read. Oh, I hate this.
That's brilliant. Well, fortunately or unfortunately, however you want to look at it, the 5K won't be in the way this year. We've decided not to have it because it's a lot of work. We don't get a lot of sponsors because they're pretty sure by that time everybody that might be sponsoring is sponsored out with Hometown Days and everything else. So we decided we're going to take a break on that and maybe figure out either a different time to hold it, where we might get some more sponsors, but do it again, but just find a better opportunity. We thought Hometown Days would be a bigger draw, and we pretty much broke even all the time. So
if everybody has fun, then
it's fun. Everybody had fun. They always enjoyed it. But so that's. Okay, so any other...
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We can give you a copy of the resolution that can be read later if you want. After we sign it, I'll make sure you get it.
That would be great. Yeah, thanks.
Any other correspondence? No? Okay. You guys can be public if you want to make a comment. We rarely have anybody.
We just really enjoy doing what we do to help the library.
Okay,
it's our pleasure.
Really, we really do appreciate it. Thank you very
thank
much.
You.
Thank you.
Thank
you very much.
Thank you.
Staff comment. Shelly, Cheryl, do you have anything, or Lisa, anything from the staff that they want us to know about?
We're going to recognize the staff on Wednesday with the lunch.
Okay, good.
We're recognizing the board today. Your new coffee mugs.
Yeah.
Thanks, Shelly, for doing the
thank you. Very nice.
The staff, and then the friends we recognize today,
uh-huh.
and staff brought in treats for the friends meeting this morning.
Yeah.
And then lunch is Wednesday. Thursday is payment recognition day, so we'll have some refreshments in the lobby. Between 10 and 2, cookies and lemonade.
Okay.
Before the kids start coming through.
And so taking everything that's left over.
This is something I've done at every library I've ever been, and it's just a way of recognizing the key people.
Sure. Absolutely. All righty. Report to the treasurer. Down to business. Susan, do we got any good things?
Good news?
Well...
Nobody gave us a gazillion dollars or anything?
No.
Oh,
check,
darn.
Though it is. So we're almost done. We've got one more month to go, which is good because the money isn't really coming in.
Yep.
But overall, it looks like we're mostly in line on our... You know, if you look down on our percentages, the one that, you know, we're really over is outside repair and maintenance, which we know. For the bills this month, oh, we got another holiday one. We did buy a lot of books this month, which is really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yay!
And Elisa said that she had paid, it was almost $2,000 that had gotten not paid before for the, I'm looking for it, what's the name of that place?
Mechanical.
The mechanical thing.
Trico?
No, that was a separate bill. It was something that got lost because it was emailed.
Yeah.
They called to ask why we hadn't paid it. Well, I never got it. I thought it was all part of the package with Trico, but researched it and it wasn't paid and it needs to be paid. So it's, I think, 1900.
Yeah. 1971, I think. We got our bill for our new library cards. Mm-hmm. And do we need a new scanner, did I see? Do I remember right for that?
We bought two new scanners because the other ones were...
Technology.
And our motion picture license for 448 to Swank Motion Pictures on page 12 of 16. That's all the interesting stuff.
Next month you'll have quite a bit. There's a lot of inspections going on. This month we just had an inspection on the water pressure and I just got the bill for that. It's $650 for about an hour's worth of work.
Oh my gosh.
It's required by the city.
And there's an hour.
I've got a $900 bill for the fire inspection on the new panel.
But I thought inspection of the panel was part of the install. Like, why would they need one within 2 months of installing it?
Separate inspection. And then another situation, which I'm not done with, the fire panel people show up and they said they're here to inspect the fire extinguishers. So they go around and they basically all he did was change the tag on the on the 15 extinguisher. The next day, and I wonder because on the tag itself it was Cintas, and his was Fox Valley. I didn't order Fox Valley to come. The next day, Cintas shows up. We're here to do your inspection that we've done, you know, every year.
Yeah.
So they said that other companies are going and doing the taking over their business. So I got a bill today for $66 from Fox Valley, which I'm not paying. And I'll bring Cintas back. It's just a scam.
Yeah.
So they go in to, they go
they
to
show
place,
up and
they just show
places.
Up, do this, and they send a bill.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, it's, I don't think it's ethical.
No, it's not at all.
And I'm not paying the $66. Plus, it was supposed to be. I asked the Cintas guy. I said, "What are you supposed to be doing?" Because I went with him to see what he was doing. So the Cintas guy showed me. You lift it, you shake it, you examine it. Then he put the tag on it.
Yeah.
Plus, he said that. The other guy said, well, next year you're going to have all of them, like, long out and recharged. So the Cintas guy said, no, you have to have it done this year because it's 6 years now. So I'm not paying the $66, and I'm going to bring the Cintas back. But I needed to check and make sure I didn't have a contract that wasn't one. But these people just show up. I mean, they just show up.
Should
we tell
Jackie? Should we get a letter from the city attorney that says cease and desist letter for Fox Valley? Would you think that would be a good idea?
I wonder what prompts. I mean, if they do this at all, you know, Fox Valley just.
No, I mean, I've talked to the president of the company when we got the $200 off on the service call, so I prefer to talk to the owner of the company directly.
Right.
Because I'd love to call him.
Well, Fox Valley, are they the ones who did the fire panel? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. The same thing with the elevator inspection. So, you know, we had it set up for them to come out. Well, the day they were going to come out, I wasn't here. So I said, we need to reschedule it.
Mm-hmm.
They showed up anyway on the day that they weren't supposed to come.
Yeah.
With the inspector, okay?
Yeah.
So luckily they came. I was here. I was here later. But what happened was, because they didn't tell me when they were coming, they have to come back with the fire alarm people to do the inspection in the elevator. So now that means another call back to get them to come back with the fire alarm people.
Yeah.
And it's like, all this is coordination. They just show up. You tell them not, you don't open till 10, and they show up at 8:30.
Yeah. They should know. They've been working on our everything for years. They should know we don't open until 10. Okay.
It's making
me hurt. We didn't have a motion on the bills yet, have we?
Yeah. No.
Can we have a motion to pay the bills?
Make a motion that we pay our bills of $25,766.64 for accounts payable and payroll at $34,894.21 for a total disbursement of $60,660.85.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Can we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
LaChance?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yeah.
I'm Crawford.
Gotcha.
Bad
timing. Okay.
Alrighty, we paid our bills. Moving on to report of the library director.
Okay, some of this may be a repeat, so I'll repeat it for the minutes. A couple of points I want to highlight and add to my director's report is facilities management, and that's coordinating all the state and city inspections, which I just mentioned. Public relations, it's National Library Week, recognizing the Friends today, the board today, the staff on Wednesday, and patrons on Thursday. And Shelley has a letter to the editor, and this is in our record. I'll be sending one in, not next week, but the following week, recognizing all the key people that make this library work, the friends, the staff, the board. And spent some time the last 2 weeks researching and submitted a grant for Back to Books to the State Library on the 28th of March for $4,060 to purchase 150 STEM books for the Children's Department. I think we've got a better chance. They're going to award 170 awards by mid-April. If it's awarded, we'll have to spend the money by September 30th. And then we've got some children's programs tied into the STEM, the books. We have a new staff member that started. Katrina Cole has started the Youth Services Department. And I'm sad to report that Mary Ann will be resigning at the end of the month, April 25th. So that's going to be a loss for the library. I do hope that at some point we may bring her back in to do some special projects. But she wants to take the time to spend with her daughter at home. So I'll be looking at replacing that position. Also, we'll be crunching the numbers to see whether we can afford having a full-time position. I don't know. I think, you know, with any position, when it goes full-time, you're spending 25% of that salary on benefits. And that, you know, we're just so tight on money. Okay, I think that's everything that I have so far. There are a couple things that I'd like to discuss in executive session later.
Jackie, do you have anything for us from the city?
No, I just had some general questions. Well, I probably could have did this even under public comment. We were talking at school about, you know, like our Kindles and e-readers, and they were, I know the library is something I've never utilized it, but they were talking about libraries that have overdrive, or access space, so we have overdrive. Mm-hmm. Okay, they were asking about our library. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
We do.
So how does that work?
Can you just download?
Download the app.
You download the app.
What age group are you?
This was an adult asking. These were our teachers have a reading room.
Okay.
And
so
somebody living outside Yorkville brought it up, and I'm like, I just don't get it.
Well, any staff member in our school district can get a Yorkville school district overdrive account from me. They just need to email me. And if they have a Yorkville Public Library card, they can get an overdrive, because you have to have a public library card. You have to pay taxes to get overdrive because it costs a lot of money. But a lot of public libraries have it. Yorkville uses overdrive to manage. Plano uses overdrive to manage.
Yeah,
there's another one.
Sandwich, I believe.
I also use Access 360.
Yes. And there's another one. Oswego uses a different one. So it depends on where their public library card is. So if they're not in our district or in one that cooperates in the same thing, there's a weird name, like a...
There's a My Media Mall.
Not My Media Mall. It's got a fun, like, some other name that Oswego library users use. Because somebody says, maybe Yorkville could use it, but our library's not listed under it, but it's another e-book reader. So they should really check where they have a public library card.
Right.
And they'll be able to tell them the best way to download e-books. If they're a Yorkville staff member, but they don't have a Yorkville Public Library card, they can just email me, and I can give them access to our overdrive. I do collect mostly just young adult for our middle school and high school. We don't really use it K-6, but if they want to read young adult, then they can have access to that.
Okay. Well, thanks. Yeah. It came up in our discussion about book club.
Okay.
And I said I was going to be here, and I'd ask about it.
There we go.
Thank you.
Anything else?
You can see in the director's report the statistics for overdrive. And
it's really popular.
Yeah. My wife has even figured out how to use it.
Yeah.
Check this out.
It's pretty simple.
And
the kids love it.
So
don't have to worry about overdue.
I have to just go and download the app on my phone.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Or your tablet, whatever.
Okay. So it doesn't really work with my wouldn't work with my Kindle.
It does work with the Kindle. It's a little more complicated with the Kindle, but it does work with the Kindle.
I have a Kindle, and it wasn't that complicated.
If you have a more advanced Kindle, you can even do the app, because a lot of newer Kindles can... But yeah, I can show you either way. The newer Kindles is nice when you have the app. The app is the easiest way to do it, but versus going through Amazon. But
and then,
you have a
so when you download
Amazon
it, say like I do it on my iPad, you download the app and then it ties in. Do you need your library card?
You need your library card number. Yeah.
You need your number.
Yeah. It authenticates whether your card is expired, whether you have fines. Mm-hmm.
But once you enter it,
you can save it.
Yeah.
So, okay. Like, I don't have to
it's like going
it.
Into a virtual library and picking
a
new
you've
book.
Talked about it. I just never explored it. And then one of our
we
teachers.
Have directions on our website as well.
Okay.
For each device that.
I love it. The Yorkville Public Library has access to thousands of books and movies. I was so kidding. And movies. They're like, movies?
Cool.
And audiobooks. That will change your life. Car rides with audiobooks.
That's kind of what I.
That's the huge part, the audio.
And then I can listen, because it's kind of hard for me to walk
about. Yeah, I think the police would frown upon that.
I like, I stay after school and walk the building. And it's nice, I get a couple chapters in. Thank you for the help.
Thank you. Committees. Has anybody had any committees? I don't think we have. Unfinished business. We have our 2018-2019 budget. There isn't a copy of that in here. There is?
The changes. Rob sent with the changes.
Oh, okay. That's not it. Oh,
here we go.
Okay. Got it. Yeah.
So the high lady is her?
So is everything we discussed, and then he bumped the salaries up by 3% because it wasn't baked into the numbers from before. So the long and short of it is, where are we? 2019 proposed. Total.
I don't see the. Excuse me. Like I don't see the total for the expenses. Did that get cut off or? So that's the first page.
So it looks like we're
that's
over.
Right? Or is this the first page?
Last page. Looks like we have our budget, which. It's interesting. I thought it was a little higher than that, but it's 20,244 over.
What?
We're spending $20,000 more than we're taking in, which
what
isn't bad.
What are you looking at? Proposed?
Proposed 2019.
Why do I see 11,000? Is this? Oh, this.
It's 11,000 for operations and 8,890 for our capital for a total deficit of 20,244. And last year we proposed this current year we proposed a deficit built a budget that was 40,000 over. And it looks like we're going to end the year in the red, or in the black, I should say. 16,000.
80-something thousand is what we adopted.
Yeah. 85,000 over. And it looks like we're going to end the year about 16,000 in the black. So we do good. I should say our director and our staff do good.
Do well. That's hurting me.
Keeping us on the short
that.
Narrow.
Do good. I can.
Yeah.
Do well.
We do well.
We did well.
We did well. Okay.
That's great.
Yeah. Can I have a motion to approve our budget? For the fiscal year 2018-2019 starting May 1st.
Make a motion to approve our budget for the time set.
Okay. I'll second. And roll call.
Mr. Hedman?
Yes.
Yes. Hedman?
Yes.
LaChance?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a budget. City's going to vote on their budget.
I hope.
Someday? Okay. So the public notice under new business. We have public notice participation in the non-resident card fee. Do we do the resolution? Okay. So anyway, let's do the resolution for the Friends of the Library. That would be resolution 0118 to recognize the fundraising efforts of the Friends of the Library as a great resource. Without them, we would be in a world of hurt. That's one reason why we are going to end the year in the black. So if I can have a motion to approve this resolution for the Friends of the Library.
Motion to approve resolution 0118 for the Friends of the Library today. April 9th, 2018.
I think
it has to be a roll call, though.
Yeah.
Second.
Alrighty. Can we have a roll call?
Yes. LaChance?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
And Hedman?
Yes.
Okie dokie. Well, I can put zero for the nays. Oh, one answered. Okay, moving on to the resolution for the non-resident card. This is a program that we do every year by state law. There's a state formula that we're tied to that they have to bring in their property tax bill to show the value of their house, and they plug it into this formula and spits out a number that's what their card costs. To be fair with the residents of Yorkville. They all complain about it, but it is what it is. If they're not a resident of Yorkville, they pay the same as what a resident of Yorkville would pay.
So do you need to make a motion for this one too?
Yes, we have to make a motion for this one too.
I make a motion that we approve resolution 02-18 for the annual resolution authorizing non-resident library cards on this 9th day of April 2018.
Second.
And we need another roll call.
Okay. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
LaChance?
Yes.
Okie dokie. How many was that? Should be seven.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. Any other business for the library?
Did we have any communication about the use of the room?
The use of the room?
This room being rented by the park. We're working with them on a possible joint fundraiser. That was something we had discussed before.
Yeah. Well, we
instead of doing our 5K, they had recommended maybe we do something together or
nothing yet.
Okay.
What there was that the water park that wanted to use the room because City Hall was being renovated. Nothing.
By the time I got back to them, they'd already
found a different place.
With senior center.
Oh, well, we're at the beach.
They were going to be open at 8:30 in the morning anyway.
Okay.
And they didn't have to pay.
Ah, okay. Well, we will be using the executive session tonight, so I'll make a motion that we go into adjourn to executive session for the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or legal counsel. for the public body, including hearing testimony on a complaint lodged against an employee of the public body or against legal counsel for the public body to determine its validity. Do I hear a second?
Second.
And we'll need a roll call.
Yes. Walter?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
LaChance?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
All righty. I guess I should have.
Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Sorry, I missed you for a couple of months there.
Yeah. I guess I should have said something that we were going to keep Elisa in the executive session, too.
You sit this on my desk. It's so cute.
So you want me to go?
Okay.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you. Take a minute if you need a. So, personnel committee, I'll talk to.
I still badly want my baby.
I have an exit interview with Marianne. And I'll address, I'll send an email to Judy. And any other?
Nope.
And I make a motion, we adjourn. It's 9:04.
Second.
There. Okay.
Four. I'm going to say that.
Hold on.